Podcast, episode 269, Triggered.
Trigger warning, everything.
Trigger, please.
Oh, perhaps you aren't a special snowflake.
Insert Weird Al's trigger happy and .mp3 here.
How come every episode I'm on, we end up trying to upset Tumblr? What's up with this?
Oh, yeah.
Because you are a filthy cishet. Wait, no, you're not.
He's a filthy cisgender.
You're No.
See, he is a transpropertive because he does drag, and he's still a white male.
So I have that white male privilege.
But he's not a white male. He's part Asian.
He's bilingual. Wait, no.
But he has white passing privilege.
Triggered!
And now he's sobbing in the corner. Next, don't sob my CRT. I need that for my N64.
Cry on it harder.
I'm going to take a dump on it. I'm swirly.
I'm Severin.
I'm Kia.
I'm here.
I hear.
Kyo triggered my shit trigger.
Ew.
I don't know.
I don't want to trigger anyone's shit trigger. I think that's anti-what
it's
I
like
want.
The brown note.
Clean that shit out, bro. We ain't playing that game today.
Oh, man.
You need to wash your ass. You need to get an ass wash assistant. Get up in there. You guys seen that video?
No. I have not.
Really? Oh, my God. I thought everyone had seen this. Oh, it's great. It's this lady on YouTube is like, I know I'm a big girl, but I know I gotta wash that ass. And she's talking about people being around her with they stank ass shit like that.
Swamp ass.
You
gotta make sure you get between all them folds.
I think you just gotta probably Google wash that ass or something. It'll probably come up.
I don't think that's something I'm really gonna actually look up.
That shit gotta go on silent. No.
It is on silent.
But it buzzes the whole table.
Oh.
And it sends a vibration through.
Fuck your vibrations.
Yeah.
Bad vibrations. Not good vibrations. Bad ones.
Bad vibes. Mm. So, I'm Fuzzwolf, and we're here with here.
And Kyo.
Here's Avery.
Okay.
Because he's a dildo.
He's a sometimes. Dragon.
Only sometimes do you explore the magical tunnels.
Yes. Take me back.
And we're back to the cleaning the shit up part. Just saying.
Rule two,
Avery,
man.
The triggered. Magical talking dildo. That sounds great.
Yeah, sounds like a comic strip waiting to happen.
Yeah, get on that, artists.
I'm Mr. Wiggles.
So, what do you want to talk about first?
Turn it into a comic
well, team. It has been a very long time since we've all, well, you and I at least, have recorded together, and with Kyo and Avery, you know, they haven't been on either, but it's not like they're real guests. Or they're not real staff. They're not real cast members. They're not real people.
Yes.
They're guests.
I was in a super successful podcast, I'll have you know.
They're here appropriating our host privilege.
I'm a drag queen.
I'm not a drag queen, I'm Cher, bitch.
He's got the trilby going on.
Yeah.
He hasn't tipped it at anybody tonight.
Good eye. Good
eye. You have to say, m'lady.
Fuck your lady.
If you have heartburn, you have to get some Melanta.
So, this was at the Wendy's we were just at. There was the woman and her black, I guess, adoptive kid, and they're both wearing trilbies. And I just wanted to think to myself, m'nigga.
Oh my god, I didn't even see them.
Oh, I kept it on the inside until I put it out into the show.
God.
And now it's on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh
man, it's just trilbies, fedoras, hats. It's like, it's to the point where nobody can wear any sort of hat whatsoever because some dumbass on the internet has made a stupid meme about it.
Yeah.
Baseball cap, you're a trucker. You're wearing a top hat, you're a steampunk faggot. You know, it's like, whatever. Bowler cap. Bowlers are like the new fedora for some people, and trilbies and actual fedoras.
I'm not a hipster. I'm just lazy and don't want to do my hair.
Nobody actually wears real fedoras, though. Yeah. It's all trilbies or bowlers. The only people in real fedora are like Indiana Jones and Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah. Nobody actually wears really fedoras anymore. Cowboy hats or cowboy.
Fedoras are too expensive.
Yeah. Proper ones.
Yeah.
Trigger.
money privilege because we can't afford fedoras. So we got, we got FC in a week, and then we got Furry Fiesta in how long?
5 weeks.
Like 5 weeks.
40 some odd days.
And then we have PAX South the week after FC, which is not furry at all. But mm-hmm. We in
and therefore I don't care.
Gaming Con. Oh,
fine.
No, oh, fuck that. So.
There's not gonna be any furries there. I can't sell porn.
I will sell porn out of the back of my car in the parking lot.
You know the worst thing is I believe that. I fully believe that.
Well, what you do is you sell the dildos on the back of
I have a Texas sales license. It ain't illegal.
Hey, kid. You like dogs?
Do you want one in your butt?
You like dog people? Dog people fucking. You like dicks?
I want a mixed nail polish called Horrifically Dog Dick Red.
So horrifyingly realistic dog cock red. That yes.
That actually, is, I want to mix a nail polish.
It is
that.
So difficult to print the whole name on the side of the Crayola, let yeah. me tell you.
HRDCR is just the acronym.
Or yeah. I could make a lipstick called that, so it would be like perfect.
What's the other acronym? The on a blue one? IWT.
IWTCIRD.
Oh, dang, yeah, I knew you'd be able to roll it. Off like that.
Sounds like a radio station.
So, let's go ahead and do Avery. Do you want to? Let's go ahead and do Avery. Do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about your thing?
Okay.
You're doing a thing.
I am.
Okay.
With Furry Fiesta, I'm going to be doing a sex ed panel. I can't quite remember what I called it. I think it's How Do You Snoo Snoo?
Yeah, it was
really? Oh, that's great.
Death by snoo snoo.
So basically,
how do snoo snoo?
Yes, how do snoo snoo?
It's obviously it's not gonna be the whole birds and the bees talk because I mean, what the shit?
You would hope that people would know what that is by the test by now.
They're furries. They all know what it is. They've
punch
all been doing
dick
it.
Dick into his dirt star.
And that is exactly how that would end.
Because there would be no lube, and that would just hurt.
So but don't, that's don't where I'm coming to fix this.
Anybody, goodness.
Bam, straight in the kiss.
Fight down, I'm going in dry.
Don't do that, kids.
No.
But I actually have... I have several companies that have actually donated products, different lube companies like Pure USA, Gun Oil, Pink, and I've also got a condom company, the One Brand Condoms, who sent me some of their products as well.
So
as
many condoms.
Yes.
We're condoms. Swimming in condoms.
So are we going to have a condom bowl at the front of the room?
Probably.
It's going to be like Oprah. You get a condom and you're going to just be throwing them out.
It's like, audience. Look under your chair. It's a prophylactic.
You might.
I might put on my Oprah wig and do blackface and just start throwing condoms.
And that's the day that he died.
And then we were like,
there's one less staff member now.
One less staff member.
What do you mean? I was just impersonating Oprah. I'm a female impersonator.
So this is interesting, and I don't know if this debate ever came up on the staff, but I remember seeing discussions online years ago, like 5-8 years back, but somebody suggested having a sex ed panel at XCon, and it was like AC or something they wanted to have it at because it was one of the big cons, and it was all like, no, we don't acknowledge that people have sex ever. Everybody just kind of buds out of trees or something like that, you know. So it is actually, I don't know if there was any debate about this, but it is actually kind of interesting to. We're actually having a panel at Furry Fiesta.
Well,
on this topic.
The funny thing is, I wasn't thinking about doing this at first, and it was Path who he jokingly suggested it, and then I was just like, yeah, sure, it would be funny. And he's like, actually, yeah, but I kind of mean it. Kind of be a good thing to do.
There you go.
So,
oh,
yeah.
So I decided to try.
You got fucking product donated.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to be, like, putting condoms on a banana. Actually, you probably should.
This is how you put a condom on, kids. You don't poke holes in it with a needle.
Well, you know, some of the attendees might be working with a needle, so... The answer is, just because it says Magnum doesn't mean that everybody can wear it.
I
got it. He met a needle. He got those.
I thought you meant they were shooting.
Aren't there those? Don't they make those midget condoms that are like the size of a dime?
Uh-huh. See, I was gonna be like, wow, don't do drugs, kids. But okay.
Yeah, no.
It's, no, I got it.
Guys, you put the condom. Be honest. If you have a little dick, you got a little dick.
You put the condom over your dick and your balls.
When you come and it like balloons because and flies away because you were this small and it's like this big.
You can like wrap the condom all the way up behind your taint up to your waist. Then when you come, you get your cum in your own anus and give yourself AIDS.
Why did they have AIDS? See, now you're just perpetuating the fear that my mom had whenever I told her I was gay.
It's people with little dicks. People with little dicks have AIDS. I read it on the internet, Avery. That must be true, right?
Because nobody would go on the internet and tell lies.
See, now I'm just seeing a condom like wrapping around a woman's cervix and just be like, no!
Protect the womb! Protect the womb!
I don't know if this is one of the female condoms, but I figure we turn it inside out, punch it into you, it'll be just fine. And then I'll wear a condom too. And that's how we'll start a fire and we'll survive this night.
Well, I'm into inflation, so I figured if I put this condom inside your vagina and blew real hard, we can find out what happened.
The smell of burning rubber tells me I'm doing it right.
Smells like tires burning in your vagina.
No, that's just the Great Irving Tire Fire. Been going for 30 years.
So Trojan condoms, got it.
Which, luckily, those will not be showing up outside of, these are condoms that break. No, you don't get any of these. So,
use this brand and not this brand.
Pretty much.
Because Trojans smell like burning dick.
They do.
Use this lube and not this
brand. Correct. KY is not a lube.
Now, for gay sex, you absolutely need to get the ones with spermicidal lubricant, right?
Yes, because...
But babies are a real epidemic.
Yeah. Babies in your butt, it could be more likely than you think.
Oh, I told you guys about that, right?
Yeah.
No. I did. Oh, you tested positive? Oh my god, when's Quince going to arrive?
No, not that.
Quince, bitch, you better not be dropping any Quince in my house. Now, wait a minute, bitch.
Okay, so tell me about the butt babies.
Back whenever I was still working at the sex store, one of my coworkers in the Kaufman area, she got a gay guy that came in and he was looking for lube, and he was looking like he was determined to find a very specific one. Eventually she came over to him and she's like, can I help you find anything? He's like, well, where's your spermicidal lubricant? And he's one of those platinum gays that you can tell, like, as soon as, oh my god, where is the spermicidal lubricant? You know. Like,
you know.
And she's just like, I'm not trying to be rude, but you're gay, right? She's like, and he was like, yeah, why do you need spermicidal lubricant? Because I don't want to get my boyfriend pregnant.
Oh, he's a product of the 21st century abstinence-only education, yes. Right? I mean, my initial reaction is to be like, lol, what a dumbass. And then the other part of me is like, nobody told this poor boy.
But then again, you know? Like, I've also seen like a Yahoo Answers thing. It's like, if my boyfriend and I are having sex, if we both wear condoms, we can avoid pregnancy.
Yeah.
If you're taking a dump and a hand shoots out your ass, we have problems. Lots of problems.
You know, and we got that one email years ago that, you know, we didn't actually know if it was serious or not because it really could have gone either way when, like, the guy was like, when my boyfriend and I are having sex, the top wears the condom, right?
No, the bottom wears the condom, duh.
This is where the blowing in assholes comes up with the balloons.
So, just to clarify for anyone that isn't clear, yes, the top wears the condom.
And no, gay sex will not create babies.
Unless you try really, really hard, so you should try harder.
Actually, that's just what the right wing wants you to think. The truth is, we can make babies.
And barebacking causes orange trees. Yep.
What?
Orange trees.
Okay.
Wow, does you that just mean pulled that, that out of your that, ass, does that along with the baby.
Does that mean that an orange tree is going to shoot out of your asshole? Oh, does that turn into the Asian trick with ping pong balls, except with...
Oh. And that's my ping pong ball trick.
That's his orange trick.
Wow. I think he's maybe making a very deep, intelligent analogy to Adam and Eve and the apple and the tree of knowledge. Or he's just a dumbass. I can't decide. I think
he's just making shit up.
Okay.
I'm confused.
All right, yeah. So
yeah.
You got the panel. Do you know that they haven't told you a time or anything?
No. Okay. They said that they should be releasing that in the next couple days as when that's actually happening.
Okay. Cool.
Presumably, I will be having Keo joining me, so we will both be berating people with insults. I mean, helping people learn about sexuality.
No, insults are my panels.
This is true. Which, again, hopefully I'll be helping you with your panels, and yeah. Well, this all depends on whether or not we actually... I really hope that our panels don't get, like, put in the exact same time against each other.
Because then you'll have to have a slap fight.
Then we can have our panels together. And we could teach sex and makeup all at the same time. This will be fantastic. We'll have clown dicks.
I was just thinking that... After you put the condom on, then you apply a foundation.
This really does go to Kinky Booth. The sex is in the heel.
Yep, see? It's worth that.
So, Keo, what's your panel going to be about?
I'm running two panels this year, actually. I normally every year I do the drag panel, and I pretty much was doing an all-encompassing, like, this is what you have to put on to become a drag queen. This is how you make fake titties. Here's what chicken cutlets look like, and all this other shit. And then I would have makeup incorporated in that.
Wait, now I'm chicken what?
Chicken cutlets, the silicone boobs.
Oh, they call them chicken cutlets. Okay.
Drag queens call them chicken cutlets because they look like little chicken cutlets and you just wave them at people.
Oh, okay.
But,
See, I'm learning.
You're learning things. Yeah, Tanti. But this year I separated out the makeup panel into its... Or separated makeup into its own panel and separated out, like, the drag portion of it, because I acknowledge some people just want to learn the makeup and, you know, makeup in general, and then some people want to learn about the binders and where to get heels and what all that was into
it. Last year was a shit show.
It did. I get a lot of questions about makeup, and then I get a lot of people that are asking, like, people come there for different reasons, so I figured it would be easier if I just separated the two panels in an hour, because I can totally talk for an hour about fucking makeup.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you fuck makeup?
Yes.
Sweet.
Fuck makeup. Gotta make some
foundation, babies. Gotta lay the ground.
You gotta lay that groundwork.
So, are you actually going to call it "Your Makeup Is Terrible"?
No. I called it. It's basically, I just split it into Drag 101, Drag 102.
Oh, okay.
Because people have, every time I give it a creative name, people get really confused. Yeah, like, How to Train Your Drag. I thought it was going to be the movie Let's Leave.
Yeah, like, or BDSM for Dragons, right?
Yeah, it was just some, I don't know. I've given it a few creative names in the past, and people walk in like, I don't understand what the panel's about. And I'm like, it says drag in the panel. What's that mean? I thought it was about drag races, bars, and cars.
No, it's about RuPaul's Drag Race.
Read the motherfucking RuPaul. No one reads the descriptions for the panels.
I think part of the problem is it's like, you know, you have the little pocket schedule. It only shows the title. So if they're more descriptive of what they actually are, then so a lot of people don't even bother looking at the con book.
Yeah,
and they're going by their pocket schedule.
There's stuff all weekend. In the con book.
There is. Yeah.
Yes. I just thought that it was a bunch of dirty porn that I ended up throwing away.
Why wouldn't you read it if you thought it was a bunch of dirty porn?
Because I assume that it has a bunch of vaginas.
Ew.
Never assume that. This is furry. Yeah.
There's dicks in everything, even those vaginas. You That's might have like a dick just shoot out of that vagina one day.
It's
a little mouth, but with penis. Get back in there, little penis.
Pillow pants.
It would be pillow pants.
I just want like one finger to come out. People.
Hey there. So I don't know what, I don't remember what panels I'm doing at Fiesta. I think I'm doing two.
Are you allowed to get away from the table?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, I'm not going to be at the table at all on Friday because I'm working.
My word.
Well, there's like seven people all going to want the same days off. And I'm going to have Keo and, or not Keo, bleh, sorry, Zia, it's a three-letter name. Zia and Buck and Tieran are all going to be here, so they can handle the table without me.
See, I was actually able to get Friday off for the sole reason of my mother.
Oh?
Yeah. See. Because I was just like, hey, I want to take this time off, because since I'm the only one in with my supervisor trying to get that off, I figured it'd be no problem.
Yeah.
And then it's, actually, you can't because it's 3 days, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And I was just like, but... My mother is getting back in town from out of... She's getting back from being out of country. And then, oh, well, if you would have said that, then okay. Which is technically true. I'm just not going to see my mother. I'm going to see a bunch of dog dicks.
And technically, they're not supposed to ask your care what your reason for asking for time off is.
They're not supposed to, but considering the time...
During closing, ask.
Yeah, during closing, they care.
So I didn't even bother. I asked for Monday, Tuesday off. Monday is still technically within the 3 day time frame.
Well, that's actual closing.
But yeah. But I told them that my birthday is on Wednesday and I'll have friends from out of town. And so he said that shouldn't be a problem. So I asked him plenty of times. Like, okay.
That's bitch in October. So I better get my days off.
Kind of amazed that you were able to like mess up Zia and Keo. They're vastly different individuals.
I know. It's just it's short three-letter name, and I just kind of went bleh. And
only one mixed them short. Up.
I didn't mean them physically, you doofus.
Doofus.
I don't see, and he goes, no.
But yeah, and I'm gonna be doing like a panel on probably like a Fur Planet Presents panel, and I think we're doing another one, and I'm not sure what it is. I have to ask House of K because he's doing the.
What are you guys presenting?
Writing. Some whatever new releases we have for Fiesta. We're doing the same one for FC, actually, with we're going to have like two or three people doing readings from their new releases.
Because we'll have both.
And on the third day, he sucked his dick.
And it was good.
It'll be PG. But no, we're going to have like FC, we're going to have Watts Martin's going to be reading from his sci-fi story from the furry future. And Rukus is going to be reading part of Lost on Dark Trails, which is the second part of Off the Beaten Path, which I always keep thinking of beating path. I want to have her redo the cover with Path's character on it.
Just getting whipped.
Yes. Just present it to him and be like, here, we made a special version of the book just for you. And the other one is the interesting panel. I don't know what I'm going to say on it. It's called The First 15 Seconds. Apparently, there's a statistic that most novel submissions are rejected within the first 15 seconds of reading.
Is that true with everything that you read?
Not of me, no. But I think because we're a niche publisher, we're a very small market. So I mean, that's more of a like for the mainstream sci-fi audience. That's kind of been the word of mouth,
gotcha.
You know. But since it's a thing, that's what they're naming the panel, and I'm on that with Jacoby and and Mel White, who you know.
Oh, cool. 15
seconds to heaven.
So I guess I'll just be on there giving some background of what I don't want to see, you know, and we'll see how that goes. But that's it, FC. So.
I'll be giving something, all right. What?
I'm trying to ignore all the the sexual shenanigans going on around me.
There's nothing sexual going on. What are you talking
see,
about?
See, all I'm doing at Fiesta is just running the game room. I'm not that exciting.
Oh, boring old you.
I get to have the con this year. So excited.
Don't lie to yourself.
I know. Path will probably make me work. But I'm going to tell myself that this year I actually get to enjoy the con.
You know, maybe like take like at least one day or something that you know you're not going to do anything and then let yourself get talked into shit the other couple of days.
See,
help with like setup and breakdown and then do nothing else the rest of the con or something.
See, I'm just going to like I will wander around the content points, but I'll just, like, stay in my most part.
No, I'm going to be like the rest of staff and hide Fuzz's parties when it's time to load out.
Oh, that
I can do that this year.
That was bad last year. Like,
find me now.
Staff member called me. It was like, are there any staff at your room party? And I was like, yeah, man. So-and-so just showed up and so-and-so's here. Look, we really need people to help load the truck. Can you please tell all the staff to get their asses down here?
Yeah, I totally narked on you.
Cause... See, at least on my end, I made sure that all my shit was on the dock before I came to your
Yeah.
Either in my car or on the dock. One of the two.
Mm-hmm. You can, I mean, you can definitely help with setup and breakdown this year because now you're all strong and shit.
I know, right?
You'll just like pick up the U-Haul by yourself and just dump it in.
It'll be like our movers. We're moved.
Did they do that with the sound effects and everything?
They might as well have.
Yeah, they were kind of like, ooh, this couch. There's three of them. They had our entire house moved in, moved out in like less than an hour.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. It was amazing. They're like, they walked in and they're like, is this it? Yeah. Oh, well. Okay, we're done. What? You guys just got... We're done.
It literally took them like 15 minutes to pack up the car with all of our shit. I was like, what the fuck was that? They're like, hold on, let's grab like 18 boxes.
It amazes me when guys can do that. Like even watching Buck carrying like two or three of my book boxes, I'm like, how? Because they weigh like 30 pounds each, you know? And I'm just like, my back would just... didn't know.
Ooh, he broke.
Well, the answer like is you don't even lift, bro.
Yeah. You're non-flappy muscles privilege.
That's me.
Can you, Saverin, can you do the thing with your tits yet where you make them move independently? Just by, oh my God, he can. Look at that moving. That's wow. Awkward. I mean, it is under a hoodie, but still.
Oh, strip a man. Strip a man.
Now, you've got some shoulder action there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't quite do the independent.
Not quite yet, but it's getting there.
Shoulder action.
Yeah, I just want to watch Sister Act.
Yeah.
See, I still have fucking pizza nipples, not though. I'm still fat. Well, that's the thing. Like, it's like, because I'm a lot less fat than I used to be, I still have all this excess skin, and it's gross. And it's going to take a long time, if possibly forever, to get rid of that.
Oh, lay down, we'll get a knife, we'll take care of that.
See, that's the thing. Like, no joke, is like, if I ever get that, like, the excess skin removed or whatever, it's just going to scar, like, terrible, because I apparently scar bad.
Mm-hmm.
That just means that you had a bad doctor. A really good plastic surgeon will not give you scars.
Okay.
They'll take it out of the thigh, and then they'll tuck it away into a pocket dimension, and they'll be like, here's some cocoa butter, honey. We'll make the bell for you.
I'll worry about that in another.
If they talk like that, you know you have a good doctor.
I'll worry about that in another 90 pounds.
No, that's okay. Whenever you're looking for the nurse that talks to you like that.
Little child, you know you just need to put a cocoa butter on, you know.
Middle-aged black lady who's seen far too much. She'll just come up to you, stab you with a needle. Done. What?
That hurt a lot. Shut the fuck up.
So, yeah, I had a nurse the other day. Could not find a fucking vein on either of my arms or my hands. And then the other lady comes in and she's like, okay, I know how to do this. Because I worked for like a guy that like studied bloodborne diseases or something like that. So she knows all about fucking drawing blood. And this actually worked the best I've ever seen it. She put the fucking blood pressure cuff on me, pumped it up real tight, and that worked way better than the tourniquet.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the tourniquets. I never understood why they still fucking use those. I'm like, there are so many better ways to get your blood pressure up enough to get a fucking vein.
Yeah, and like tourniquet. That popped it. She's like, there it is, and popped up right there. I was like, damn.
The answer is you need to drink water before you go to the doctor, Fuzz.
Unless it's a test where you're fucking... like, I have my procedure on my back. Mm. I have to fast for 8 hours, and I can't drink anything, and they're still going to give me an IV for fluids and sedation. So there's really just nothing I can do about that. And, yeah, my veins run away and hide when I don't have enough hydration.
Like, oh, shit, no.
Yeah, and I was like, I have veins? I thought it was just all fat. But
turns out you're not actually adipose, Ken.
I will miss you the most.
Goodbye.
Oh my god, they killed Toto.
Oh, that sedation feels so nice. When you wake up and the room spins and you're like, I don't give a fuck.
That's me when I get to work.
And you're driving me. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'll drool on your shoulder all the way home.
Okay.
Shoulder.
Actually, was I too fucked up the last time?
You were a little loopy, but you weren't that bad.
Okay. I was just
gonna, is it the same thing as last time?
Same thing, same place.
Okay. Yeah. Play with me.
So you weren't that bad. You were just a little out of it.
Okay.
Play with me.
What?
And that it just and that works out like well on my schedule.
Okay, good. I mean, don't take advantage of me, because I mean my mouth will be all loose and shit. So it'll be all
you'll be relaxed all over.
Yeah. Oh dear. That's true. Yeah. And for those at home, Saverin just made the fisting motion.
Bitch, it's not even fisting. We could probably put a tambourine up there. So we could have the fucking celebration, your asshole.
My asshole is not bigger on the inside.
Will be after some drugs.
Fucking mariachi band in there.
You know, it's like, look, you know, it turns out that, you know, the only person with an extra-dimensional fox anus is Kit Fox.
Oh, yeah. According to the Bonk artwork, yeah. There's like the portal to another dimension. No organs.
It's roomy.
He's just a giant fucking hollow.
And that's how we get Mexicans into the States. And what?
You're in there and you're like, look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
I can stick my arm up in here by 4 feet.
Papa, when are we going to get there? Papa, where are you, Papa? Where?
So, Papa. Moving on.
American Taylor's ass. The fucking mouse went syrup in his ass.
Oh my god, it was a hamster family. Starring Richard Gere. Somewhere in there, beneath your pale prostate.
Oh, wah wah. Trigger.
Nestling into the folds of your intestines, all nice and warm.
So
and slippery.
1, 2, 3.
La 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 la.
We have emails.
So email, I guess we're gonna read some email, right?
Yes. So I will start here from the bottom.
With, okay.
With Moonscorch the Lab Rat. So this was sent 2 months ago. Because we haven't actually read emails since then. Subject: I am a unicorn. Hey Notcasters, I wanted to draw Saverin as a floppy unicorn you mentioned in the latest episode. There is only one problem. I can't seem to find any pictures of his persona anywhere. Not on his FA account or on the Notcast one. Any help would be appreciated. Moonscorch the Lab Rat.
You're reading this Moonscooch.
Moonscooch.
I thought your icon on FA was your character's head.
Actually, no. It's like Rainbow Dash, I think.
Right. Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, it's been there for like 3 years.
Yeah.
The last piece of character art I got was a badge from Likeshine at MFM 2009, I believe. Maybe 2011. So it has been a while since I've actually gotten character art. But I...
Oh, wow. Your submissions are completely empty. I thought I could have sworn you had stuff there. Oh, that's right. You like rage quit FA like a couple years ago.
That was a long time ago.
We don't talk about that.
I only had, like, shitty old sketches in there. I have favorites. Actually, there's, like, favorites from, like, in the last month or so.
Oh, okay.
So you guys were wishing for a planet full of unicorn.
But, yeah.
I think we talked about putting a dildo on Saverin's forehead and he'd be a floppy unicorn. I think that's what the joke was.
I need to get a good photo of that badge and just post it so people can be like, oh, that's what Saverin looks like.
Charlie.
You know what... Most people call that a scanner. Not, I'm going to take a photo of this badge.
Yeah, I do have a scanner.
Hold on, let me Xerox it for you.
I'm going to put it through my fax machine.
I was just going to say, call up Dragoneer and be like, I need to fax this to my FA account. What's your fax number?
Probably get there faster. Sorry, FA crashed on fax too.
mail it to their servers in like New Jersey or something. Now you just need to go up to the server and cram this into the disk drive, right? That's how it gets on the website. It goes into
the scanner we have right now actually is 11 years old. It still works.
You know, my scanner is probably about the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it won't work with my Windows 7 machine. That's why it's hooked up in the production room where the old computer runs XP.
Well, actually, you can force compatibility with mine, but you use like an old-ass like WinXP program.
Mm-hmm.
And force compatibility for it to even do anything.
Yeah, because like Canon just stopped supporting it because they're just like,
it's like
after 10 years, fuck it. Spend another $50 on a new scanner, you cheap asshole.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, you can do that. Or if it's not hooked up, just come over sometime and mine's already hooked up and ready to go. Or the fans
can send you money through AdamEve.com and you can buy a fucking new scanner. Work.
That's true. Yeah.
Or we can commission that art we need to commission. We have our own icon and art and have a Patreon.
I guess we could do that too.
Yeah. Well,
we don't talk about Patreon.
Okay.
Yeah, actually that was an interesting little scare we had briefly.
Oh, with Patreon being
like you can't have adult shit and all the furry porn artists going
yeah.
And everybody like flipping out on them and then they had to like backtrack and like mm-hmm. Okay, fine. It's not human porn. No human porn.
Yeah.
Drawn is fine. Comics are fine. Stories are fine. God.
Oh.
Yeah.
We triggered Patreon.
And they backed the fuck down. Because, yeah, I'm like, there's a lot of artists. Like, Anta? A lot. I'm sure there's a lot of artists.
Anta's on there. I mean, Erica Moen's on there.
And, yeah.
You know, I don't know how much she makes a month off Patreon, but it's a lot of money.
All it takes is, you know, 100 people giving you $4 or $5 and starts adding up.
Yep.
Wish I had 100 people giving me $4 or $5. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great way for independent creators to remain independent, not have to be part of a group. I'm exploring that with a couple projects.
So let's see. I was just curious what Erica Moen's Patreon is. Like how much she's actually making.
Make a makeup. People could pay me to buy makeup.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Awesome.
Some of the IGN guys recently quit their jobs at IGN to go independent. And they were already doing a comedy podcast together.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting like $13,000 a month from their supporters. And then they started up, we're going to do a Patreon for our gaming podcast. And they went from like zero to like $5,000-$7,000. So they're getting like $20,000 a month for split four ways. I mean, they do live in San Francisco, so they're going to be living on the street. But
yeah,
you know.
So Erica gets $1,051 per comic. And she does a comic every week. So that's over $4,000 a month.
My dearest perverts.
And like Atril makes like $3,500 off Patreon each month.
Yeah.
You know, if you're an artist with like a big following, you can do it. I'm not expecting that.
Well, no. I mean, I'm just thinking like it's a great way for independent creators to get a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And like consider that our Adam and Eve shit has like dried the fuck up since they changed our deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $1,051 per comic, and she does like, is it a weekly web comic? She does one a week.
Yeah, it's one a week.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I mean,
we've done wrong things with our life, Avery, and we need to reconsider.
Yes.
Learn how to start drawing.
I mean, at least Erica produces something instead of just being like, "Well, I'm important on the internet."
Mm-hmm. I want to be important on the internet and just get paid for it. That'd be fucking sweet.
Start making videos. Go.
So someone needs to read the Kylie one, The Problem with Pangolins. I don't think we've done that one yet, have we?
What's a pangolin?
Oh, man. It's pangolins.
That's dated November 30th. Have we? No, that was after we
broke. Yeah, that was after the... So there's like...
Okay.
The one about furry publishing, then The Problem with Pangolins.
Archive the one about furry publishing, because I think we, I know I PM'd him a couple times on FA. Okay. Kind of an offline thing.
Is it like a tangoing penguin?
No, a pangolin's an African critter related to an armadillo that's like a little dragon-looking thing.
This sounds awesome.
It's a real animal.
They're cool-looking little critters.
Yeah.
So while you read that, I'll pull up an image of a fucking pangolin for you.
Okay.
Who's reading it?
Did you say someone was reading this? The problem with pangolins.
As a long-standing pango herself, I found one problem with us. We have such small and pony-like ears. I really need to see what this thing is.
Look it up right now.
That they're like ears that they're hardly there at all. So I've been considering splicing Batman Beyond style my fursona for the ears of a cat or My Little Pony or other such species with big, adorable ears. What's your opinion and experience on hybrid fursonas? When is it reasonable and when is it just too much? Personally, I couldn't care less, but I was hoping this could spark some conversation, especially if there's something absolutely bizarre you've seen. Hope you've enjoyed your break. Your trans Billy Pango from Georgia.
This is a pango.
This is
a
Oh my god, pango. They're adorable.
And see what's cute about them is they have the really long finger. Oh, wow. They have really long fingernails, so they run on their hind legs like little raptors.
Oh my god, those are fucking adorable.
But they have little teeny tiny ears.
I've never seen those before. Those are so cute.
Oh man, I mean, bigger ears would like fuck up the lines of the animal. I mean, look at the regular animal. I mean, I know an anthro would be different.
I want a pango backpack.
Well, I would think that most people would like
cool.
Draw the ears bigger anyway because, you know, big ears are cuter on furries.
Yeah.
Which are why Fennec are the best.
What's a
Fennec? Man, I don't like I'm not like you're the only pangolin furry character I've ever heard of. So like my opinion would be I would not fuck up an already interesting character by hybridizing it. But that's just me. I'm not really into hybrids. I know other people are really into different things.
But they're so much better on your tax return.
But they're so different.
Does nobody believe in species purity anymore? You all are all degenerates. No. That has been your right-wing moment. Don't quote me.
That's right. Welcome to Republican Cast.
Yeah.
Kill your family. Fuck everyone.
Smoke.
Smoke all the weed.
I mean, whatever works for you, but, you know, I would think that if you're going to get an anthropango, you'd probably get at least slightly larger ears than the teeny tiny things that natural, you know, animal pangos have.
Yeah. Pango still sounds like a penguin doing a tango. I'm sorry. It still does.
Yes, well.
Honestly, considering the fact that it seems like it's a species that doesn't have any real representation in the fandom, keeping it natural to me would seem best because that's fucking adorable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I can understand adding slight ears just to actually pronounce them a bit more if you're doing like a fursuit or something. But as a general character, if you're only doing artwork, I think that keeping more natural looks a lot better
personally. And they totally roll up in balls and stuff. They're really cool little critters.
Damn. I want one. You know, all this time Kylie's been writing into us, and like I've never gone and actually looked at a pangolin before. I'm like, now I need to.
See,
like,
I'm educational.
Now I need to like check them
That's
out.
That's what you want to call yourself.
I bet we could find some YouTube videos something.
Well, you can pull some up after the show because, yeah, they run on their little hind legs because their claws are so long they can't really walk on their forelegs. So they run around like little raptors.
Add it to your fucking show notes.
Okay.
So the next one is this Tumblr. Someone asked a question, so it's an anon. So, Avery, do you want to read that one?
Triggered.
Yeah, but Tumblr, that kind of comes naturally.
Anonymous asked a question. I'm a mid-20s pansexual male. My SO is a straight female, a few years younger than me. Together, 5 years. I'd like to try playing with a guy, but don't know how to approach the subject with her. She's normal. She's normally very open-minded, but I fear this may be too much. In addition, we have a substantial libido mismatch, so I wonder if having an outlet for my drive may improve our relationship overall. How can I assure her I'm not looking to replace her? I love her to death. I just want a dick to play with.
Work. Go get you some.
Well, I mean, open communication is always important. Just being like, hey, so I've been thinking.
I mean, you've been together for 5 years. I think it's a reasonable request.
Like,
but the thing is,
I need to get laid, bitch. No, don't say that.
You're in your mid-20s. You're your sexual peak. You've been together with your partner for 5 years. I think it's worth talking to your partner about.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It's worth talking about. I mean, see where it goes from there.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where it's like, bi dudes kind of catch a lot of shit because, oh, y'all are just being greedy.
Be greedy. Fuck.
You know.
Fuck.
Well, and it's weird because, like, you know, dudes with, you know, pansexual girlfriends, and they're like, I would like a chick, and they're like, fuck yeah. I don't even have to watch. I just want to know, you know. And chicks, like, their boyfriend's like, I want a dude. Like, you queer.
Unless she's into anime, then she wants to watch.
Yeah, unless she's like...
That would be so kawaii!
God, that reminds
get
me so
get that yaoi paddle out.
Dude, whenever I was in high school and came out, one of my friends, I told her, you know, I'm gay. The first thing that came out of her mouth, can I watch you kiss somebody?
Oh, I totally made out with a dude, this girl's boyfriend once, because she was like, I love yaoi, and I really want you to make out with my boyfriend. And I was like, okay.
Was the boyfriend bi, or was he straight and just like going with it?
He was straight and totally went with it. His girlfriend was getting kicks off of it, and he was just like, okay.
He's like,
so him and his girlfriend and her girlfriend, like friend girlfriend.
Right, yeah.
Well, like, I got to make out with a straight dude.
Oh,
like,
he okay. Totally got some.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's probably like what he's thinking. It's like, you know, I'm going to have to kiss this dude, but you know what? I'm a pussy later tonight. Like, I'm going to hold this over.
I may even ask for ass tonight.
I'm going for the chocolate
stuff. Or he went for some dick later that night because I totally got tongue. So.
He was heteroflexible, as they say. Yeah. As the kids say these days.
Always fun. Yeah, turns out you're heteroflexible.
Yeah, those are really cool stories.
So, yeah, like we're saying, it's open communication. Say, hey.
You guys have been together long enough, and it's not like you're saying, if you don't let me do this, I'm leaving me. Don't. You'd be retarded to even consider saying that.
Yeah, because, like, I had to do the same conversation with my partner not long ago, because we don't have... I have a really high libido. He has a very low libido. So, you know, it's just a conversation you have to have when there's a big breach right there between the two.
Yeah.
Because I need me some sex, honey. And if I ain't getting my sex, I'm going to get pissy.
I have to live with him. That's just something I don't want to deal with.
I mean, and I really enjoy it. Like, you know, like if Tieran takes advantage of her open relationship, like, I want to hear all the details afterwards, you know. It's like we're well past the point of any jealousy or any issues like that. It's like,
no, just gonna have like a rage stroke if you sleep with someone.
It's like we practically like high five each other, like, yeah, you're totally gonna get laid, it's gone
next.
And there's that famous Dan Savage line, which he said Stephen Colbert and cracked Colbert up on his shows. One of the times he broke character, where Stephen Colbert asked him if he had ever cheated on his husband of like 10 or 20 years or something like that. And he says, does it count as cheating if my husband is also cheating with me at the same time on the other end of the same guy? And Colbert just fucking lost it.
Like, he just high five.
Yeah. It's called an Eiffel Tower.
Work it out.
Wee.
So
No.
I guess I'll read this one. I just realized I hadn't read one yet. So.
Yep.
Okay. For your return. And now we're back. Yay. Hi, Notcasters. The ghostly foxy creature from good old Tennessee. I have had a few questions that I just wanted to ask you awesome furry podcasters. First is, how would a young guy go about getting a better foothold in the crazy world? Second is, how would you guys suggest going about experimenting in one's sexuality? I'm bisexual, at least in porn. And finally, I would like some advice for getting over one's past relationships. Any advice from you guys would be awesome. The happily insane fox from Tennessee, who only exists in the realm of crazy essence.
Since you're crazy, you clearly need to just murder all your exes. It fixes everything. Trust me.
8 heads in a duffel bag there, Keo.
9, but yeah.
Oh, 9. Well,
The first one kind of is like getting a foothold in a crazy world. That seems almost too general.
Continue to grow up and be an adult. That's sort of trial and error.
How do person.
Except that you are going to fail a lot.
How do I become a functional human? I don't know.
Make mistakes and fuck up a lot. A lot.
As long as you learn from them, yeah. Hopefully. You do that part, right? Learn from them.
Sure.
That's what my credit card says.
My credit card says out.
I like that you didn't say learn from him. You just kept saying fuck up a lot.
Fuck up a lot.
But yeah, it's basically experience. You don't talk to people, sure, but you gotta figure it out for yourself and experience shit to get an idea of how to handle it. About experimenting with one's sexuality? Well, do you like things up your butt?
Get a grinder. Solve your problems.
Or are you a big guy? At which point you need growler.
Well, I got a grinder. It's ham and cheese, no mayo, because I hate mayo, lettuce and tomatoes. For those that have never lived up north, a grinder is a sub sandwich.
So if there's grinder and growler, is there like chubster?
Yeah, scruff. Oh. There's that too.
Wait, so what's scruff? I haven't heard this one.
Scruff is basically
grinder.
Yeah, essentially. Wait, no, I don't know. Grinder. They're all the same.
It's all the same.
Well, I know growler is for bears.
And then for more general big guys, there's chaseable.
For chaseable, chubby chasing. Because
they'll catch up with us.
Uh-huh. I'm not going to run that fast, trust me.
There's one specifically for twinks.
Yeah, the... Oh, it was really offensive. I remember it. I can't think of a second. But it's really offensive. It's like...
Was it like Twinkable or something like that?
Like Twinkerbell or something like that?
I think that's a
Twinkerbell.
It's for guys trying to find twinks to fuck?
No, it's twinks trying to find other guys.
Oh, okay.
So it's called Twinkerbell, and then there's the one with all the queens are using now.
Mm-hmm. Wow, we've moved well past Grindr
at this point. We have ascended to a higher plane of special use fuck apps.
It's fun to look at fuck apps, because people are silly on them. Here's my dick. Let's have sex. No, but thanks for the dick pic.
I think Tyrion keeps using it to see if, not to hook up, but he goes on there and looks to see if anyone at work shows up on it.
Nice.
Oh, that was another story. I think it was either Dan Savage or somebody else was talking about how he's like, my gay friend, and he has this app, and it tells you where other gay guys are. The gays are 500 feet away. 300. 100.
Gays are coming.
The gays are getting close.
The gays are in the vents.
The gays are 200 feet away.
It's like the fucking scene in Aliens with the tractor. Yes, they're crawling hand over hand on the vents.
Get back in there, little penis.
It's like the other Twitter that was like, the hot singles in your area. The hot singles are 20 feet away. The hot singles are approaching from the south. You have died.
See, now I'm seeing it like, what is it, Five Nights at Freddy's, but with gays. And they're like, they're just grabbing and killing you.
Yeah. Hump their dick through your skull.
Gays coming through the ceilings and shit. walking on the fucking ceiling like Samara.
Oh no, Linda Blair in the remastered version of The Exorcist in backwards spider crawl. See, if gays were like that, then I could totally understand straight people fearing us, but...
So the answer to your question is, don't any of what we just said.
Woo, tangent. Sorry about that.
Gay guys are not going to Linda Blair walk away, I promise.
Well, it was really nice to meet you, crack.
Thanks for the sex. You want to know a trick?
Sex was great, thanks.
Basically, it's like...
Instead of vomiting pea soup, you're just vomiting endless semen.
Don't do that, kids. Shit. It's basically experiment with, butt stuff. is to be like curious about that and, you know, figure out if you like it. And
the thing is actually figure out what you're curious about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
it's like, do you want to like kiss a boy and find out if you like it? Do you want to suck a dick?
Do you also wanna, like, pay attention to what you're fantasizing about when you're masturbating? Because like, I apparently did not pay attention for years and then didn't realize that I wasn't straight until later in life. Until I was in my 20s.
The entire time.
And I was like, oh, wow.
Those two unicorns fucking by Chris Sawyer. Those were both dudes. I'm okay with that. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Your question's almost too general. I'd maybe try to like drill that down a little bit.
Find
more.
Out what you're actually curious about. See if you have an actual friend that would be willing to experiment with you. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a friend that would be, or if you don't feel comfortable asking a friend, then as bad as it may sound, looking for somebody who is willing to.
You know, there's plenty of furries that would like
there's
to
plenty
help,
of furries, yeah. And there's plenty of everybody that's not a furry.
Yeah, there are people that are not furries, people
that are gay,
and you can have sex with them. You are not forced to only stick with furries because, ew.
Because the entire family.
Wait, did you say because ew?
All the furries are slapping each other one way or another at this point.
Yeah, see, I'm really fucking behind the curve because I've only really slept with like one dude and he's over in there. So
he did clearly, not make enough cake.
Clearly, I need to just step it up. All right, Fuzz, just after we're done, we're going to go in the closet and bang, okay?
I've been out of the closet for years.
I'm not sure if he just...
Actually, there's stuff in that closet.
What was that, Q?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. You want to say something? No. Okay, maybe it's better that you don't.
No, see, I'll just come over to your place, Eiffel Tower, high five, you know, whatever.
Cake.
So the last question was some advice on getting over one's past relationships. I'd just say time.
Time.
Just...
And finding somebody else.
Yeah.
The thing is, don't try to forget it because it happened. Get over it. It actually happened.
Oh,
the
yeah.
thing is, you actually need to take that experience and
learn
use
from
it as a positive. I will not do this again.
As a learning experience, or, I will not put my dick in crazy.
Or at least wear a condom whenever you put dick in crazy.
Yeah.
Then you won't catch the crazy.
That's my problem.
That says so much. But
you had too much crazy pumped into you?
But, no, you just... Use the experience in a positive way. Find out what went wrong, why it went wrong, and try to not do that again.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So we're good on that one.
There's that. I mean, we only have like two more.
Yeah. Looking for some life advice.
That's my turn.
All right.
All right. Oh, goodness. Looking for some life advice, dear Notcast crew. I've been a fan ever since Notcast started. Now I'm dealing with life issue you've never discussed on the podcast before. Put simply, I'm going to be a daddy. Head alert.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
No,
straight
that
alert.
Not necessarily.
Marcus spam.
Okay, greater alert.
No, not necessarily.
Okay,
gays,
fine.
Gays can have kids too.
We've already discussed this earlier in the show.
Are you saying that you can, that I, as a gay man, could put my penis in a woman and it won't burn off?
No, butt
no,
babies.
I'm
we're talking
you can
about
adopt.
Butt. Yeah, yeah.
Or,
in all seriousness.
Yes. Okay. Anyways, God.
Avery speaks the truth.
Avery, shut up, God. Just to give you some background, my wife and I have been trying to have a child for about a year. We had our shit together. We're in our early 30s. Both of us have good jobs and we own a house. Money is a major concern. But neither of us has much experience with children. So with that in mind, I'd welcome any advice you have to offer. What can we expect? What should we look out for? What common mistakes should we avoid? We went to the obstetrician for the first time this week and everything looked good. In the sonogram, we could make out the head, beating heart, and umbilical cord. Day moose. So asking about parenting advice from a bunch of queers? There's a reason we haven't talked about it. But there are a lot of...
Don't shake the baby. And don't fuck the baby. Those are my two big pieces of advice that I've learned from the internet.
There are classes out there for like expecting parents, and there's lots of books. Now is the best time to just educate yourself.
Okay.
Go to classes, go read books.
Things to watch out for since you asked. When the water breaks, watch out for that.
Yep.
And then
you might slip.
It sound like it's the Conehead movie where it breaks and the entire basement floor floods.
See, I've been watching lots of Grey's Anatomy this week, so that makes me clearly a professional at this.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Professional.
I know nothing, John Snow.
You know, just don't be assholes.
Yeah.
You know, be honest with your kid. Don't fill their head with bullshit like religion. See, I mean, you're going to get a very biased opinion on how to raise a child from me. Don't
give them religion.
Don't give them an abstinence-only education. I mean, when I was like 7, my mom told me about the birds and the bees, even had a little book and everything. Yeah. And I turned out reasonably well-adjusted. It's really sad when you see kids or teenagers these days, you know, like Avery said, the poor guy didn't know that he couldn't get his boyfriend pregnant, you know. That's not ha-ha silly. That's fucking sad, you know, that his parents in the school system just kept his brain that closeted that you didn't know that. You know, so just be honest and open with your kid and... No, just be yourself is really, I think, is really the best advice. Don't fuck in front of your kid, but yeah.
So here's a few things that you should expect. You will not get much sleep at first, ever. They do cry a lot. They do poop a lot. There are different cries for everything. You will learn them as you go. You will make mistakes, and it's okay. Germs will not be the death of the child. Do not worry. As much as you're going to say you have to wash your hands, you have to... what is it? Antibacterial everything for anybody to even touch a baby.
Mm.
This is as your first baby, you're going to be overprotective about everything. If you guys have a second one, you're going to throw it in the dirt and say, have fun. So that's really how it is. Typically the first baby, the parents are like, you can't curse in front of you.
Bubble child.
Pretty much. Like, this child has to be perfect and pristine and don't touch the baby. And by the time that you have the second one, you're like, they're not going to die. Fine. I don't care. Just go have fun. I don't care.
It's like, hey, there's some mud over there. Go enjoy.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's one of those things that as a new parent, you're going to need to go and talk to other new parents. And you're going to need to talk. Like, this is serious. Like, you have to go educate yourself on this. Because, yeah, I mean, it's kind of figured, all right, can I expect what you're getting into? Like Avery said, you're not going to sleep. The kid's going to puke everywhere. He's going to poop everywhere. You're going to have to, like, get over the fear of poop.
If the child starts Linda Blair walking around the house, we have problems.
You guys need to have a open conversation with each other and the fact that you were both raised differently and you need to find out what you can both agree on. Like, whenever the child starts growing up, what type of reprimanding, if it's necessary, will you do? Because I've seen a bunch of couples where one is like, spank the child if it deserves it, and the other one's like, don't spank my honey baby, blah, 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 blah. Because if you do, it'll emotionally scar them for the rest of your life. And then you see others just like, smack. See, he's fine.
Shut the fuck up.
And whatever you do, don't read James Dobson books as parenting advice.
Oh, yeah.
Don't smack your child.
I actually saw a lady, I was at a Half Price Books, and she walked out the store with a copy of The Strong-Willed Child by James Dobson. And I was like, I wanted to grab it from her and be like, no, bitch, don't you dare. That's the one that he, like, encouraged you to smack the shit out of your child.
Jesus.
For, like, being willful. The strong-willed child, is the point is to break their will.
Mm-hmm.
Like a horse or an animal.
Jesus.
The thing is, having a child that has strong will is not a bad thing. It's just you have to...
Remember, your kid is a small sentient entity distinct from yourself. It is not a Pokemon. You can't train it.
The big thing
is... Go, baby mon, headbutt attack.
Vomit.
Try and find out in an early stage, you know, what interests them and foster that. That way they can use their strong will to become better people.
Mm-hmm.
Because that should be your ultimate goal as a parent. You shouldn't want them to be carbon copies. You should want them to be better than you. That is what
make
the
sure
job
you give your
parent
kid a good
is.
Name, for fuck's sake.
Yes.
Don't call him Braden, Jaden, Aiden, Caden. You
Apple,
know, like
blanket.
North.
Moonbeam Star Child.
No, seriously, look at like the top 10 names of the year and don't use any of them.
Don't name them after your fursona.
And don't name them after, like, don't name your kids Sasuke.
Don't name them after
or Naruto. My
name, my kids, Naruto Sephiroth Jones.
Remember, your child will be bullied because of the name you give them. So remember your childhood and remember your child's name when you think about that name.
Give them something interesting but not too interesting.
Yeah. Think about what it rhymes with.
That's true.
Yeah.
Don't name your child Shithade.
Don't name your child Chlamydia.
Propecia.
And listen to
these are my children's Levitra, Viagra, and Cialis.
And during pregnancy, you should listen to the song Pregnant Women Are Smug
by Garfunkel and Oates.
Yes. This will tell you what not to do while pregnant.
Men are smug. We're helping.
And stop with all the alcohol and the smoking while you're pregnant.
Yeah. Don't throw beer bottles at your baby.
Don't do that.
Or TVs. Whenever they're walking
and
down.
And don't go all precious on your child. Precious!
What?
You wouldn't... I don't know. It's very much a... It's a very strong movie.
Okay.
It's a hard movie to see.
And, what movie is this?
Precious.
Okay.
I don't know it.
Racist moment is because you're white.
Oh my goodness gracious.
White privilege makes you not watch Precious.
I haven't even heard of it. I'm sorry. Who wants to read the last one? Reaching out for...
I think you should read this one. It is really long.
Why should I read it then?
Okay, well, I mean, seriously.
Okay, all right, fine, I'll... Okay.
Well, do you want to read it, Kyo?
I do not want to cunt cheerily, or cunt was eating.
Or
cunt. I like this person. They say cunt a lot.
Also, there is a member in this story named Taco.
Taco cunts.
Because...
a new chain from Taco Bell.
Says, P.S. Taco is a Mexican. P.P.S. Cunt is a cunt.
L.O. cunt treats.
Reaching out for advice. This is long, so I'll have to...
Clench your asshole.
Got to clench my asshole.
Let's have a cunt count.
I'm just going to go straight into it. I've been dating this girl for 3 months. I'm a male. This is my first true relationship. I've not had a serious connection to anyone in my life, in part due to my extremely fucked up past. If you want details, I can give them. That is not a problem at all. I will say that I'm twice adopted, and all my foster homes were shite. I like to think I'm well-adjusted, but as this is the first time I've had a connection to someone, there may have been a few mental side effects. I now have panic attacks and frequently worry about my significant other.
Ugh.
Me and this girl have been friends for 4 years, extremely close for 3 of them. Hell, we even got into legal trouble together and weathered that and came out more infatuated. I do not make a habit of getting into trouble. I just made a mistake with her. The point is, I'm kind of crazy about her, you know? She knows, I often tell her. She does not mind and even reassures me by saying it makes me feel secure about my feelings. There are a multitude of things that have been bothering me lately, more than ever. And I want an outside perspective from you cocks, eh? Hence me contacting you. Me and my significant other, who I will call L, had a mutant friend.
Does she have a death note?
had a mutual friend I will lovingly refer to as Cunt. Now you see why I've got this accent. This friend was a bad friend to her, and I always held suspicion of her character. She's a wee bit shady. This is the one person I care about. Cunt's frequent mentions of infidelity and such have made me fear her relationship with L. Elle is a smart girl, and she is very hard-headed. She's well stubborn. Anyway, at one point in time, Cunt was eating with us, and we wasn't eating Cunt, if you know what I mean. And Cunt cheerily stated that she had touched Elle before I had, and I fucking lost my shit. I would have fucking tore her heart out if I hadn't had so much heroin in me at the time. And on another occasion mentioned to Elle, no longer seemed wistful about the kiss they once shared. And I told her, well, of course not, because I've fucking kissed her, you dumb cow. How could you ever think of anything else after an experience like that? Like, experience, like, where the priest raped me. I can never get over that. My shit's not been tapered since. I'm an incredibly jealous person. Hell knows this. But I'm also not one who will ever enforce control or give ultimatums. I simply appreciate my feelings to that flaw and have decided to speak when I feel a certain way, but never make unreasonable demands. Given the history between Cunt and L, I told L I would not approve at all of the relationship's continuation, especially given the way Cunt treats and talks to L. I mean, if these two bitches were just gonna make out and let me watch and tug one out, that'd be okay. But she has to be such a bitch about it. Elle agreed and told me that she did not care for Cunt's friendship. Only the driving Cunt could provide, as well as money, both of which I offered to give, but both Elle said no to. What the fuck?
No to Cunt.
No to Cunt. One day, Elle told me Cunt was having a birthday party. I don't understand what's so funny. Elle is often under obligation to attend things. She's a more caring person than I am. I couldn't give a shit. I said that was perfectly fine, expressed my hate for Cunt, and then Elle assured me she would not spend the night at Cunt's. I was immensely relieved, like after you have a really good shit. However, later that night, I received a message from Elle stating that she was spending the night at Cunt's. I was livid. I stated that I'd not appreciate being lied to, restated I had a problem with it, and then was turned into the bad guy because I was making such a big deal of it. What the fuck? We both got past it with an agreement in the future she would not spend the night at Cunt's, but that any other friend was fine, as long as they weren't a cunt. Skipping to a new concern, I and Elle decided that it would make us both feel secure if neither of us drank in the company of another person. Not even water. You don't know what's in that shit. Especially not in Wales. So that our inhibitions were always peak in the company of others. Except for heroin, that was fucking fine. Fast forward 2 weeks. I get a call from Elle and she states she'll be hanging out with the cunt and our mutual friend, Taco. I fail to see any relevance to this. What could these two names have in common? I have no fucking idea. I say okay, express my hate for Cunt. So, Genio, have fun. I fucking hate that cunt. Love, bye. Tell her I'll be worried about her and hang up. Throughout the day, I tried to keep up talking to her through a sea of panic attacks and fits of jealousy and paranoia, all of which had little basis but for her company with Cunt. Elle calls me and states she will be spending the night at Cunt's, a state that she had agreed otherwise. She tells me that I'm being controlling and says that Cunt isn't all that bad. I restate Cunt's cruelties and what Cunt has told me. Elle had nothing to decent Cunt with. I don't know what that means other than nostalgia. I understand nostalgia and say, okay, it is by then that I cease being able to function, knowing she will be sleeping at the house of the most disgusting, unloyal, and cruel person I know. I've got more on my plate than a fucking spinster at a wedding. I continuously express my concern as Elle has told me to do in the past. Elle finally gets angry and says she's going to sleep. I apologize for being so locked on. This is what we call when I get something stuck in my mind and freak out. An hour passes. Then I get a text from Elle saying, I'm drinking, baby, don't be mad. I pretty much die, I don't respond, and cry, and pace, and worry, and fucking piss myself. Then tell her I just didn't know how to feel, I fucking kicked the cat, a poor bastard had it coming and pissed on me shoes, my fucking favorite Converses. That night she broke two promises, but just as the night before, I became the bad guy for being upset. And to make matters worse, Ellen contacts me after getting drunk rather than before, because Ellen told Taco she was worried about what I would say if she accepted the alcohol. This was a lot of alcohol! A lot! A fucking lot of alcohol! This was like a fucking battle full of Clydesdale piss! That amount of fucking alcohol! Taco proceeded to take Elle's phone and told her not to tell me.
I just really want to know your thoughts on this situation. And that's what I should do. Please help. It's been very fucking stressful. I appreciate you reading all of this. And if I receive a response on the podcast, I would appreciate being told what episode through email, please. Thank you very, very much. P.S. Taco is a Mexican. P.P.S. Cut is a cunt. Except for my iPhone.
So it sounds like a giant lesbian pile because we have L, cunt, and taco.
L, cunt, taco. There were 24 instances of cunt in that email.
Was that including the ones I added?
No.
Okay, all right.
So, wow, buddy.
Cunt.
You've got some control issues. Like, holy shit. You sound like you're both, like, really... not so hot for each other.
Are you fucking mad? No, sorry. Watching a lot of Peter Capaldi
like you're
lately.
Really codependent.
Yeah, really codependent, and like you come across as really like scarily controlling.
Hmm.
In a way, I mean, maybe the cunt is a cunt, but I just I don't know.
Well, like from the beginning of the email, it sounds like she's cockblock.
Yeah.
And then as it keeps going on, I'm just like, I think he might be cock-blocking himself.
Well, you know, it's always a point of concern anytime a member in a relationship tries to isolate the other half from their friends.
Mm, yeah, that's true.
And so, like, it's like always one of those things. Like, if you're dating somebody who tries to keep you from hanging out with your friends, your old friends, probably not a good sign. Like, I understand the whole drinking thing, but...
even that's to an extent, just because if she's at least at a place,
yeah,
that
she's not going
to
be like
she's not
driving.
Going at, exactly. She's at a safe place that's known where it is, and she's being responsible and staying there if she's drunk.
Yeah,
because you're not just talking about like one person here. I mean, you've got three girls that are hanging out because you've got L, Taco, and Cunt.
El Taco Cunt.
Right. El Taco Cunto. So, I mean, if this one girl is a cunt and is talking shit about you, you know, it's not in a vacuum. It's not like this one girl is trying to get into your girlfriend's head and undermine you. You've got, like, your other friend Taco is there. So... either there actually is a problem with your relationship and they're kind of commiserating with her, or what you think is going on with con mentally poisoning your girlfriend's head is not actually happening.
So I'm pretty sure me and Avery can put in on this because
sure.
We love to talk shit about lots of people
yes.
that are in our house.
Yes.
So... just because you're talking about something and it comes off bad doesn't necessarily mean that, like, they're trying to get in your head, destroy something. Sometimes it's just a way of coping with a situation.
Yes.
If you are hanging out with your girlfriends, there's a different level of communication with girlfriends than relationship.
Bitching about somebody is perfectly fine because it just gets rid of all the little stresses. That way, whenever you guys actually have... communication, everything with each other, you're not suddenly yelling at each other over the little thing. You need to get that stress out, and having that, being able to do that with your girlfriends makes it a lot easier.
Relationships can't handle constantly berating one another over the tiniest little bitty things. That's why you have friends that you can complain to, and they go, I know, bitch, I know, and then everything's good.
Or relationships also can't handle just keeping it all in and just building up and building
exactly.
up, and it becomes what, resentment. And you start really hating each other.
That's when you stab each other.
Right, yeah. would you guys suggest that the guy writing this get some friends so that he has someone to vent to in real life? And, you know, definitely, you know, obviously communication with your girlfriend's always key, but... he needs someone to vent to.
Yeah.
And, you know, he does start it off saying he's had a fucked up past and he could be a little bit screwed up now. That is very possible. This could definitely be an outcropping of that. Trying to be more social, finding friends to vent with, maybe finding a professional to talk to somewhere to get these kind of feelings out in a more controlled environment could also be very helpful to you.
But yeah, it says it's his first time I've had a connection to someone, which means that, like, he's not...
Oh, no, he has first relationship crazies.
Yeah.
Oh, no. First relationship crazies are bad.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times that can make you very overprotective and possessive.
Shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, based upon his self-professed fucked up past, this is probably, like, magnified.
Well, considering the fact that he says that he was in foster homes, that he was adopted.
Twice.
Exactly.
So abandonment issues, right, meow.
So,
meaning that she's mine, this is mine, oh my god, mine. If I let it go, then it will...
Yeah, and the fact that the language used in the email, I mean, the fact that you're going to call somebody a cunt 24 times in an email, I mean, that's why I had you read it, Fuzz, because I figured you'd make it funny. And it was funny being read, but the actual email itself is actually, like,
yeah. The only reason I took it in that direction was because you're like, oh, he says cunt a bunch of times in here. This will be one to have fun. But, no, I mean, it's a serious situation. I want to stress that, no, we're not trying to belittle or make fun of the writer's situation. But... God damn, it does say something, like you said, when you call someone a cunt 24 times in a single email. That was, it was long, but it was not ridiculously long, you know?
Yeah, it's...
That's a lot of cunt.
I also want to make a book called Cunt's Cruelties now.
Oh, that sounds like a great, nasty romance novel.
Right? Cunt's Cruelties.
So, I will say something on a positive to the writer.
Yeah.
Huh?
No.
Something that she mentioned toward the end of the email is the fact that even though she was getting drunk and the friend Taco took her phone away, she actually still messaged you. Yeah. It's not like that her phone went away and she's like, okay, sure, whatever, bye. She actually still took the time to message you, meaning that you do actually mean something, that she does mean, you do mean something to her. There we go. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, she did. You made an agreement, but she at least informed you that, hey, you had it, you know.
It's not like she's hiding it.
Yeah, she's not like, oh, sorry, I got drunk and slept with 37 dudes in a row. I doubt she's doing that. Don't even listen to that. But she did tell you, and that's important.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that she said anything is telling enough.
It's not like she just showed up at your door, drunk as a skunk and reeking of bourbon.
Covered in blood and cum.
What a combo. and again, this is, you've been dating her for 3 months, and again, this is like first relationship crazies, like Avery said, possession, you know.
The thing is, it's only been 3 months. Back off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's the best word that I can say. Back off a bit.
3 months.
You guys aren't getting married. You might.
Don't scare her not away yet. Already. It's already been 3 months. I mean, you guys are still learning what the hell your relationship is, let alone anything else.
You
know, especially first relationship, 3 months in, but calm down. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I know the feeling. Truth. You know, the first relationship's always crazy. You run home and you're like, oh, they're not online. Oh, God, why are they not online? I want to talk to them. They're not answering their phone. They must hate me. You know, that kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
But
you message them, I'm busy. With who? I'm at work. Uh-huh. Working someone. I'm at work. Fuck you! I hate you!
I baked you a cake of my hair.
That's when tears went into this cake. You did. Blood and tears.
So, yeah. The,
So hopefully you got some good advice out of that. I mean, the advice section, we do mean that sincerely. Try to get some help. Unless this email was kind of pumped up for our amusement benefit, which I don't think it was, then I would definitely maybe think of some anger management or something like that, kind of help you deal with shit.
Yeah, because I'm going to guarantee that with a early life like you posted about, you're not that well adjusted.
Regarding
fighting. Even if you have a good home life, you're not that well adjusted when you're probably your age.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Regarding finding friends, like we said earlier, it is good to be able to vent to friends. That way, whenever you're actually with your partner, you guys are a lot more calm and actually happy with each other. But considering everything, since you said that you have trouble making friends, don't start the first day with talking about your girlfriend in a pissed off manner.
Like,
wait a few weeks to start.
We just met over coffee. You know what I hate? My sister.
Sister. Oh, I thought you were going to say my cisgendered girlfriend.
No. No. Fuck. My.
Trigger.
Yeah, just don't be like, you know what I hate? My girlfriend's cunt friend.
El Taco cunt friend.
You know, just be like, I like video games. And I hate cunts.
Oh, can I get a bro job? You hate cunts, right?
You hurt me. That hurts. I quit.
I didn't know you hadn't heard that term before.
What's the problem, dude? I'm a brocialist.
Where's the mic pull? I need to kill him.
Sorry, the controls are over on Avery's side.
He
just kicks the button, turns it all off. Goes over.
Permanently.
Podcast boss goes out the fucking window.
No, he just like uncaps his drink and pours it. Just so, on you, I have insurance.
Mic drop.
So we should probably go ahead and wrap
because this is an hour and a half.
Okay. Woo. We covered the basics. Next week I'll be at FC. Saverin and Shiva should be here.
Yep.
You guys want to come back next week?
We can talk about bitches and or whores.
That might be a fun
My
one.
My favorite.
If y'all are available, it's cool. If not, you know. It's cool too.
I have no idea what's going on next week, so I can't say yes yet.
My phone's dead. I can't tell you that.
Oh, okay.
But I will keep it as possible.
Okay, so maybe folks like you guys, and if they have you back,
they like us. They really like us.
Ask some questions about lube and makeup. And
Well, I mean, we can make this week's item a lube.
Oh, we should talk about that. Yeah.
I was about to ask, do you guys still do that?
We do.
Yes.
I figured you liked money.
And I was gonna suggest you plug into the battery, but I didn't know whether you had a lightning connector on your phone or the 30-pin kind.
Old school.
Is there anything in here that you would suggest, Avery? Because it's like, we got to do an ad. Actually, I need to email them and be like, hey, so.
That face says everything I need to know.
And see, this is why we need a Patreon, so people can donate money to us without having to buy shit.
This one. Why won't it click?
Make it like, thingy.
You can give us money for episodes as opposed to, you know, having to buy sex toys and, you know, you may or may not be able to actually hide from your parents or whatever, or roommates. Why is there this giant black box labeled Bad Dragon on the door?
That's for shoving up my butt, Ma.
Actually, those guys ship very discreetly.
It's a sculpture. It's a sculpture.
It's a silicone sculpture.
It's artistic. For your ass. It's artistic.
It's ass art.
Ew. No. None of
that. So, do you want me to read it?
Sure. What lube would you suggest from adamandeve.com?
I suggest Soothe Anal Lubricant by Intimate Organics. Okay. Obviously organic. But the company uses really great ingredients. And the numbing agent... Well, it's not actually even a numbing agent. It's just a muscle relaxant that they use. That way... you're able to actually feel sex, which is a good thing. The big thing that I highly suggest with it is the fact that since you're able to feel, you can actually say, hey, slow down, versus, I can't feel it. Why am I bleeding?
Like, oh God, oh God, my anus is on fire.
So they have a couple different sizes. It ranges from $12.95 to $24.95. And I've actually had one of the lubricants from them. It was kelp-based.
Oh yeah, I've seen the kelp one.
Yeah, and it was actually really good. It was a really good company.
Okay.
So, I do highly suggest looking at their stuff. Not even just that lubricant, they have anal relaxing sprays. So that way you can use any other type of lubricant. Like if you want to use silicones, like very silicones, but you want the muscle relaxant, you just spray that on yourself or your partner sprays it on you.
Guava bark.
Mm-hmm.
So it's water based. Okay. See, that's the thing. It's like, I have a bunch of silicone toys, and
that one works with So look on toys.
Okay. Check that out. I have
this wouldn't be organic.
I have this liquid H2O.
It's weird they like
hypoallergenic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for butt stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My bad dragon toy. So okay, that's cool. It's $12.95, $24.95. You can use our coupon code NOT at checkout, and you get a bunch of extra
KNOT.
They changed our promo code, so you get more. You get like extra bonus gifts. I think it's like DVDs right. and some other stuff.
The code is still NOT. It just gives you different stuff.
Yeah. So check that out, and that'll help you shove stuff up your butt.
Woo!
AdamandEve.com, bitches.
Shove it.
We really need to contact an artist and get that Patreon up and going.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay.
I didn't know you were waiting on me to do that.
Well, we just need some like art, so we're not using other
people. You're the one that knows everyone.
Anyways, we'll talk about this after the show.
Right, yeah. That's an off-air discussion. Okay. Let's throw out our contact information. Website is notcast.com. Email is foxstuffers@notcast.com. You could follow the show.
Foxstuffers.com.
Or, like Savin said, the correct email, notcast@foxstuffers.com.
Yes.
How do I keep fucking that up?
That's a good question. We've only had it for like 7 goddamn years.
I know. You can follow the show on Twitter at Notcast. And as of today, you can follow me on Twitter at Fuzzwolf.
I'm at Savrin Drake.
I'm at Avery Dragon.
I'm at Kyo_Foxtrot.
You can follow me on YouTube at youtube.com/C/SavrinDrake. I'm making videos now about video games. Woo!
Are we throwing out YouTubes now? You can follow me at YouTube Beat with Brushes, bitch. I'm doing videos too.
Aww. I'll put it in the show notes.
You can't follow me.
I'm not on the YouTubes.
All right. So on that note,
good night.
And big balls.
Bye.
Whores.